And baptism, what is it? Well, an East Indian prince confessed his faith. He knew that it was going to cost him everything. It could cost him his life. As we served the Lord in India, a Sikh, a young man, a 16, decided to follow Jesus. His body was found in Bombay. That's what baptism is. Baptism is being willing to lay down your life for the one who laid down his life for us. So this East Indian prince said, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I must follow. No turning back, no turning back. Just as the Apostle Paul declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 2a and 3. And I'll just read that from 1 Corinthians. It says, this I preach to you that which you received, on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, by this good news, you are saved. If you hold firm to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of very first importance. That Christ died for our sins, not for his own, he died for our sins. He was our substitute, according to the scripture, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, the people there were cut to the heart and said, brothers, what should we do? And Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized, every one of you. And today, seven candidates have come and they're saying, we have repented of our sin. We have received the forgiveness of sin from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, as Acts chapter 10, 40 through 47 says, later these seven candidates will share their testimony and their faith when they came to faith in Christ. Baptism is an ordinance. It's an ordinance of the church. It is a physical act, a picture, if you like, a portrait of what a spiritual action took place in each of their hearts. So it's an outward declaration that they have put their faith in Christ, and it's a spiritual act that's already taken place. And baptism is an act of telling that they placed their faith in Christ and they identify themselves with Jesus Christ. And as it was stated in the early service and communion service, it's much like marriage. People that get married want to declare publicly that they are a couple. And people who are being baptized are declaring to the public that they have put their faith in Christ. And water baptism is that picture of the fact that they put their faith in Christ, in his death, and when they go into the water, it is a declaration that their old life has gone under the water, and if they stayed there, what would happen? That old life would be gone, wouldn't it? But baptism makes that declaration. My old life has gone under the water. And then they come out of the water and are declaring that I'm going to walk in in my new life with Jesus Christ. So it's a great picture of what really happens. So what is baptism? The word baptizo really is a description of how it was carried on in the New Testament. The word baptizo is a Greek word that says to dip or to immerse. And so the person goes into the water and comes out in a public declaration, and that person is identifying with Jesus Christ and saying, I am going to live my life in a life for him. I am turning my back on my old life. So Christ died for our sins, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. It is a declaration that God's judgment has been satisfied against our sin. God declared that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So when Jesus went to the cross and he died not for himself, he died for us. And he died, his death was sufficient to pay the penalty for all people, but it's only the ones that have asked him into their life that testimony is a declaration that they have died with Christ. So when people go under the water, they are identifying with Jesus Christ, and they are obeying him. Now, there's another aspect of baptism, and that is in Matthew 28, and verse 18. And I'd like to just share that, because that's why we as a church and as elders baptize. If we didn't, we are neglecting to do what God told us to do. And so we make that really clear that as elders, we are to maintain and to declare these two ordinances. And so in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, it says, Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples. So these people have already decided to follow Jesus. And we make disciples, and they are given the instruction, therefore, to be baptized. And we are to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them to obey everything Jesus said, as I have commanded you. And so our message this morning is for these seven candidates. It should be a time of great joy. And we have all the testimonies in the book of Acts of people who trusted Christ, were baptized, and they went on their way rejoicing. And so we're going to go forward with this amazing declaration of identification with Jesus Christ.